What you missed on Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey. Only on Money FM 89.3.
We're exploring the F&B outlets of Marina Bay Sands on Money FM 89.3 with me, Jason Dacey, getting to know Peter Burks and Nostra Cucina at MBS, which translates to Our Kitchen. Good to see you, Peter. What do you think this restaurant stands for? How is it different to others that you might find at Marina Bay Sands or anywhere else in Singapore?
Good morning indeed. A pleasure to be here. First off question, I mean, how does one answer that? But definitely, I think the Nostra Cucina restaurant, it's so much unique in its own rights by the amount of fresh handmade pastas that we make daily. Our pizza dough is like a top secret recipe that you won't find the same texture in any other Italian restaurant. All the ingredients that we source from Italy and some of the best farmers markets throughout California and Australia, that really sets us like a bar above the rest.
Well, you're like me, you're an Australian. You're actually from my Australia base of Brisbane. I grew up in Sydney, but I have a soft spot for Brisbane. We're going to talk about your career journey a bit later on, but more about Nostra Cucina there at MBS. So, yeah, the time-honored cooking methods, handcrafted pizzas, pastas and sauces, home recipes. How do you source these ingredients? It mustn't be easy to find them.
Oh, not at all. It's a labor of love. So we constantly talking to our suppliers and producers throughout the other countries where we're always sourcing the best tomatoes or the best mozzarella or the best flour. You know, we get our flour, our 00 flour from Naples. We get semolina flour from Abruzzo. It's all about pairing the right ingredients, the right sauce, the right pasta that really make the dish complete in the end of the day.
And how much do you think the ingredients really stand it apart when it comes to the taste, you know, because we can get cheaper ingredients, right, and source them more regionally?
Absolutely. But I think Italian cuisine is probably one of the most, if not the most, ingredient-specific kind of cuisine, because it's one of the more simplistic approaches to how you cook and how you present a dish. So all of those components have to be at the highest quality for the dish to really succeed. Like a simple caprese is tomatoes, mozzarella, and basil. But if you don't have the best mozzarella or the best tomatoes, it's simply just a salad.
Now, does this represent any particular region of Italy, or is it, you know, Our Kitchen is kind of like home cooking? I mean, is it more of a national kind of flavor than a regional flavor?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. We do regions from all across Italy, actually. We don't focus on one. We're not focused on Rome or Tuscany or anywhere like that. We're even featuring a regional series at the moment. Every month you can come in and have a little taste of Italy from a different perspective. If you've never been, you might be used to pizza and a certain pasta, but there's so many different varieties out there and you have to come in and try it.
Well, I did come in a couple of weeks ago, and as you know, I'm a bit fussy. I'm a pescatarian. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. But I was quite impressed. I enjoyed it. I started with the kale salad, and I love, you know, leafy, dark-colored salad leaves. And the kale salad was something that was quite different. I mean, how do you make that?
Yeah, that's a new addition on the menu, actually. It's lovely. It's paired with Piave cheese, sliced green apple. And, you know, it's just dressed in a beautiful sherry vinaigrette. It's lively. It's a little sweet on the finish. And it's just a delicious, refreshing salad to have for lunch.
I came there at lunchtime with my wife and we tried that. And then I went to the puttanesca, which, you know, I love strong flavors. You know, I love capers and I love anchovies. So I was looking for something very, very strong. So the puttanesca, tell me about that.
It's a famous dish. The story behind it probably won't go into too much detail. You can Google it at home. But definitely it's a famous dish from Campania. It's you know, it's a beautiful dish of garlic, anchovies, capers, and olives. It's definitely on the saltier side of pastas, but if you like that flavor, it's truly amazing when it all comes together.
Yeah, I do like that. And what I was impressed about was the pasta, because I, you know, me at home, I'm getting the supermarket pasta out. I'm throwing it in the saucepan if I even get that far. But the pasta, it was like, I know they call it al dente, right?
Yes.
It was just perfect the way it was cooked. And there's a big difference between cheap pasta and, you know, homemade pasta that's come from Italy, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about the difference. I mean, how do you know it's good pasta?
Well, you can definitely tell a fresh-made pasta as opposed to a dried packet pasta from the store. The texture of it's different, the bite to it's different. All pastas in its own right are very, very different. Your pasta in particular was an eggless-based pasta, which is made with semolina flour. It tends to give the pasta more of a bounce, more of a bite, al dente, if you will. And then you have your fresh egg pastas, which will have a little bit less of that when you have a filled pasta, agnolotti or ravioli and things like this.
We're speaking to Peter Burks, the executive chef at Nostra Cucina at Marina Bay Sands. Now, I did get a taste of the seafood pizza, and I was really impressed at the quality of the ingredients, and it's high-end seafood, isn't it? It's not your sort of cheap
shrimps.
No, absolutely.
We're going to get the best.
So tell me about that. I mean, what goes into making that? And it wasn't that heavy. It was really nice, and I love the tomato base as well.
Yeah. That was actually a bit of a collaboration with me and my team where we put it together because Singapore is a very much seafood-loving country.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not a pizza you'd typically find throughout Italy, but I think it works really well here. And, so we start with a blank base with tomato and olive oil, and then we layer the pizza with seafood items as it bakes throughout the oven.
Mm, so
that
you
way
actually
they all
add
cook.
It. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
So what do you add? Tell me the ingredients, because I was impressed at the number of ingredients and the quality.
There's prawns, calamari, there's mussels, lobster.
Not many
crab.
Pizzas have lobster on, do they? Which is a high-end item.
We like to be a bit decadent.
Yeah.
Marina Bay Sands.
I mean, that's not a cheap item, is it? I should put it out there. It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the
highest priced item on the menu. It goes at $50.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So that's money well spent, I would say. What are some of the other popular items on the menu that are doing well for you at the moment at Nostra Cucina?
Oh, well, the kale salad that you mentioned earlier is a very big hit. Obviously, the beetroot salad, any caprese that we do, a margarita was always selling out the door. You can't really go past a really good margarita, and I think we do one of the best in town. And then also you come for some beautiful grilled meats. We have an open almond wood grill. Gives all the meats and seafood such a delicious taste and something that you probably won't find anywhere else in Singapore.
And you mentioned beetroot because, you know, being an Aussie like I am, we know beetroot is everywhere in Australia, like in a hamburger. Singaporeans, I'm sure, have traveled to Australia and they order, everything hamburger and there's beetroot there.
Yep.
So tell me about beetroot and Italy and, your Nostra Cucina.
I think that's kind of stems from, like you said, being Australian. I had to have beetroot on my menu somewhere. And but it is readily used throughout Italy. And this is paired with a pistachio dressing and finished with like fresh orange segments. It's just really fresh, really lively, fantastic to start a lunch with, or even, you could just have that as a quick snack if you're heading off to the office.
Mm, yeah, beetroot definitely is part of our childhoods, I think, growing up in Australia. Let's talk about your journey, to Singapore. And I know that you're from Brisbane, but you did work, of course, in Melbourne and in Hong Kong. So you've got a pretty diverse background when it comes to exposure. And like me, you started in the business really young, at the age of 15. So tell me how you started.
Well, I was actually, I think, 12 when I started. I had to lie to get the job of washing dishes.
12 years old.
Yeah, I expressed interest at a very young age to my mother, and I think she's trying to deter me at the time.
Mm.
So had sent me out to wash dishes for every weekend after school. And I started from that, and then I left at ripe age of 15 to start a TAFE program, a six-month cooking course.
Yeah, that's like a government kind of study, isn't it?
Yeah,
TAFE. Yeah,
exactly. And then after that, I moved to the city by myself, which was another big move in
itself.
City
of Brisbane?
Yes, City of Brisbane, and started my four-year apprenticeship at a restaurant called El Centro.
And what kind of restaurant was that, and what did you learn in those early days?
That was an Italian restaurant itself. That's kind of how the stepping stone of my career became and how I find myself still cooking Italian food to this day. It was a fantastic restaurant right on Eagle Street Pier. It kind of really, really evolved me as a chef, and it taught me dedication and great produce and, hard work really gets you where you need to be.
Yeah, Brisbane has pretty high standards when it comes to F&B. I don't think it was always like that, maybe 40, 50 years ago, but obviously it's caught up. And you also worked in Melbourne, which is the culinary capital of Australia. Let's be honest here.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up in Sydney, and people in Sydney even say Melbourne's got probably better restaurants. So tell me about working in Melbourne, where a lot of Singaporeans would go for holidays and have maybe kids that are at school there.
Oh, it's a fantastic city. I mean, there's a lot of rivalry between the states, as you may know, but it's a fantastic place to go. The food scene, the sports scene, everything you go. It's the restaurants there that I worked in. It was Ciccone's, which was the restaurant that actually ended me up in Hong Kong in the first place. So I have a lot of love for the city.
So how did that work from Melbourne to Hong Kong?
basically. The job offer was there, and I wanted to travel. Jumped on a plane, knew nothing about where I was going. A bit daunting, but I thought we'd give it a go, and ended up living there for 9 years. So.
Wow, that's a long time. And of course, after that, you came to Singapore. But the Hong Kong culinary scene, it is a bit different to Singapore. What about your experience there, working there? What did you do?
At the time I worked in Hong Kong, I've opened up a multitude of restaurants. I worked for two main companies over there, and basically went from restaurant to restaurant. I oversaw a multitude of restaurants at one time as a corporate chef. And then being in such a hustle and bustle kind of city, it has this electricity about itself that gives you energy throughout the day.
It sure does, with Peter Burke's executive chef at Nostra Cucina. You know, so when you compare Hong Kong to Singapore, how did you make that leap from the two big cities of Asia?
An opportunity to work with an iconic place like Marina Bay Sands just came up, and I couldn't pass it over. It's really not a place anywhere else in the world quite like it. Mm. We get to work with some of the best chefs from around the world, some of the best produce in the world, in probably one of the most iconic buildings in the world. So when a job like that comes up, you don't say no.
Is it exciting working there?
Absolutely. It's fancy. We're surrounded by such talented people and support and all that sort of stuff from the top all the way down.
And let's talk about some of the things going on at Nostra Cucina at the moment, some of the ongoing specials. I mean, I was there for the weekday lunch special. It's an affordable two-course set lunch at around $30, featuring salads, soups, pastas, pizzas. How popular is that proving? Are you getting a lot of business traffic these days?
Yeah, it's proven very well. It's a great price point for anyone that wants a quick lunch. And we do try to make sure that we get the food out nice and fast so you can enjoy it and get back to the office with enough time. So come in and try it.
Yeah, I mean, I always prefer eating at lunchtime. It's healthier, having bigger meals, and then you can work it off. You don't feel quite as guilty. But I know you've got a lot of stuff going on in the evening as well. You've got an Italian regional series. What's that exactly?
We do. So like I was just mentioning before, every month we're doing a different region. At the moment we're doing Liguria, and then the next month after that, Emilia-Romagna, and then Tuscany.
Okay. Yeah. And which area do you think is your favorite in Italy?
Well, that's a hard one. I would probably say Emilia-Romagna, yeah, for sure. It's synonymous with all the famous ingredients you might have heard of, Parmigiano Reggiano, Grana Pandano, or Prosciutto di Parma, you know, all the balsamic. So.
Wow, it sounds really good. And, of course, Valentine's Day is coming up. A lot of people are scrambling, like me, trying to get things organized for that. So have you got anything special for Valentine's Day at Nostra Cucina?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a fantastic offer. We have a four-course meal for two people. It's $250. Comes with a bottle of sparkling rosé.
From Italy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
From Italy.
Not like Malaysian, is it?
No. And then, yeah, just paired deliciously with some dishes that haven't even previously been on the menu, so it'll truly be an experience. Even if you have been to the restaurant, you haven't seen this menu yet. So.
Oh, right. So that's not – I mean, that's not cheap, but I guess $250 when you get a bottle of wine as well, plus
yes.
Some limited edition dishes, then
yep.
It's not a bad investment, is it?
Not a bad investment at all.
So what would you say you've learned, you know, from your culinary journey? What's the thing that stood out, you know, coming from Brisbane, Melbourne, Hong Kong, Singapore, now working at the iconic Marina Bay Sands? You know, is there anything that kind of brings everything together? What is the one element that attract people to F&B outlets? Is there one thing? Is it the experience? Is it the taste? What would you say?
I think it's a combination of all those factors, but definitely from the time they enter into the building to the time they get to sit down and enjoy the food, it's the whole experience. It's how they were greeted at the front door, how quickly their drink came out, to how delicious the food is. It's a whole experience, especially even walking into the big doors of Marina Bay Sands. It's you're in awe already, so. They're already on a great track for a great experience.
And there's a lot of competition, isn't there, within MBS? I guess you're always trying to outdo you know, you've got some good restaurants around
you. We have some good friendly rivalry.
Wow. Well, look, and it's been great to hear the Peter Burke's executive chef of Nostra Cucina story. If you want to check it out, it is there at MBS. Peter, all the best with your journey here in Asia and beyond.
Many thanks.